from KQED.
Last week, Eileen White, a staffer for the East Bay Municipal Utility District, better known as East Bay MUD, walked up to a podium, adjusted the mic, and began her presentation.
Good afternoon, President Katz and members of the board.
This board, East Bay MUD's board, consists of the people who are responsible for making sure there's enough fresh water to supply over a million homes in Berkeley, Lafayette, and elsewhere. And they had asked White for a status report. Well, said White, it's not looking great.
On April 1st, the state was at 16% of average.
She's talking about how much snow fell in the Sierra over the winter, less than a quarter of a normal year.
And now, on April 21st, it is at 18% of normal. It's been a very dry winter throughout the state.
Now, it's worth knowing that every community in California gets its water from a different combination of sources. The whole system is a giant patchwork. But this recent drought has hit everyone.
For us, it's actually quite serious.
That was Frank John with the Alameda County Water District.
I guess you could call it an emergency.
And Paul Kaler, the city manager of Cloverdale. He's referring to the town's biggest reservoir, Lake Mendocino, which is currently half full. And the question all of these agencies are asking is, what can be done about this? How do you keep these towns from running out of water?
Today, staff is asking the board.
At last week's meeting, East Bay MUD staffers had two suggestions. First, spend $8 million to buy water for the first time from the Sacramento River. And secondly,
ask our customers to continue to reduce the water use by 10%.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
10%? That doesn't sound like much. It's a few toilet flushes. And mind you, this is voluntary. Say you don't cut back. Maybe you start using more water. There will be no consequences. And that's also true in San Francisco. Here's Tyrone Ju with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission.
We are currently still asking our customers to voluntarily cut their water use by 10%.
It's like this up and down the state. Agencies use words like emergency, critical, dire, and then ask for modest cutbacks with no real enforcement. Take, for example, the Alameda County Water District, which now prohibits customers from watering their lawns more than once a week. But break that rule and you'll probably get away with it.
To my knowledge, we have not sent out any warnings yet.
Again, Frank John.
We've got a lot of reports that have come in that we have not been able to substantiate.
It's just not that bad yet, water managers told me. Not yet time to start actually rationing water, to force people to change their ways. Which is short-sighted, according to Peter Glick, who heads the Pacific Institute, a nonprofit water policy think tank in Oakland.
The truth is there is no place in California that should think they have enough water that wasteful or inefficient use can be condoned or accepted.
But what many managers really seem to fear is making their customers unhappy. Here's Doug Linney with East Bay MUD.
Once you start rationing, then it gets into an uncomfort or discomfort type thing. It gets users of water a lot more worked up.
Over in American Canyon, Jason Hawley agrees.
It certainly can create some adversarial relationships.
There are some exceptions to this trend. A very few places where cities are actually putting meaningful water rationing into place. Take Santa Cruz, a town that's been particularly hard hit by the drought, and where Toby Goddard is the city's water conservation manager. Starting May 1st,
a single-family home would get a certain allotment of water within a month to use. And if you go over that, you pay a very steep penalty on your bill.
Use too much, and the price per gallon jumps by a factor of 10.
It's a big jump.
When residents open their water bills on June 1st, Goddard says, some are going to get a rude surprise. But he says that's what it takes to change people's habits.
I'm not sure that just a voluntary call is going to actually significantly move many communities to do something differently.
There is a cruel paradox in the water biz. Selling less of it is expensive. Goddard says between hiring new staff to run the rationing program and lost revenue from selling less water, the city is going to be out $4 million this year. So I asked Glick at the Pacific Institute, is that why utilities are so reluctant to impose restrictions? Is it really about the money?
If their conservation programs are really successful, they sell less water and their revenues drop.
Glick says there are ways around this. For example, electrical utilities like PG&E. They structure their bills in such a way that they don't need to sell lots of electricity in order to make a profit. Regulators call this decoupling, but it hasn't happened with water. After our interview, Toby Goddard takes me on a walk through Santa Cruz to see the San Lorenzo River. It's the main source of water for the city, and it's pitifully low.
If I were to walk through this, I think it would come up to my knees at the most.
It's not very deep, is it? But this year, I'm sure that the community will rally, and they'll do what it takes to save its water supply.
And if they don't, it's going to cost them. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.